Media Access Australia Scott Hollier was with us last week talking about the accessibility of the new Windows 8. This week, we take a closer look at the device that you can use it on, the new Surface tablet. What does the device offer for people with a disability that might make it a good present this festive season? Welcome, Scott. You're going to tell us all about it.
Yeah, thanks very much, Roberta. Great to be back again so quickly.
Yes, indeed. Now, what's a Surface?
Well, the Microsoft Surface tablet is only available through Microsoft's online shop and through their very few physical stores. And basically, it's a bit like an iPad or a Google tablet in that it's basically a big touchscreen device. But what makes the tablet particularly interesting is that it has a very neat, what they call touch cover, which is both a keyboard that you can type on, and it becomes a protective cover for the screen. So you can either use it like a tablet, or you can kick out the stand to set up the tablet and then fold out this rubber keyboard, and then it works more like a laptop. So it's quite a clever device. It's both tablet and touchscreen, but also you can use it like a traditional laptop.
That sounds fantastic. So why has Microsoft made its own tablet?
Well, basically, they were facing big challenges in the marketplace as their products. I mean, people are becoming more interested in touchscreen devices. Things like the iPad have been very, very popular. And it's starting to make your traditional laptop computer with a keyboard and a trackpad or a mouse look a bit old and dated now. So Microsoft thought, okay, let's get the best of both worlds. Let's make a tablet like an iPad and try to get in on that popularity, but also still let people have the ability to do traditional computing by typing and a trackpad. So, yeah, this device seems to be, the ability of bringing it all together.
Big question. How accessible is it?
Well, happily, it is fairly accessible. And like we were talking about last week, there is quite a lot of new accessibility features in Windows 8 with Narrator vastly improved. So you can use the touchscreen on the Surface and get around quite well. The magnifier is really improved by having little strips on the side of the screen to make it easy to magnify. But the also really nice thing about Surface is that because you still have that rubber keyboard, you can still use your traditional accessibility features. And I should mention that a Surface has two types of keyboard. You can have the touch cover, which is rubber, and you can't actually press down on the buttons. It's just like a rubber mat, but it's got all the keys sort of labeled, so you can just tap your fingers on it like typing, but also has a type cover, which is more your normal moving keys. And if you don't like either of those, it's also got a full-size USB port, so you can just plug in your normal keyboard and mouse, and away you go. So it's quite accessible because you can use the touch version of the accessibility features, but you can also still use the features like normal using a mouse and a keyboard.
Now, Scott, I've heard that there are a few different versions of the new Surface. Does that affect its accessibility?
It does, and it's important that people know that the Surface that's out now runs a version of Windows called Windows RT, and we touched a little bit on this last time, that RT only lets you install things from the Microsoft Store. You can't put older versions of your software, like you can't install an older version of JAWS on it. So for people who want to still use their old assistive technologies, I'd recommend waiting until the new version of Surface comes out, which will run Windows 8 Pro, and that comes out early in the new year. But if people are happy with what Windows 8 offers now and don't mind waiting as new accessibility features get developed for it, then, that Windows RT version is available now, but the full Windows 8 version is available in a few months.
So that's something that people can weigh up as to whether they buy this for a Christmas present or not.
That's it.
Okay, do I really need a touchscreen device?
Well, the short answer is no. If people are very happy using their keyboard for screen readers or a keyboard and mouse for a screen magnifier, and they're happy doing that, and they're happy with their software, then, they can certainly stick with that. But what I've found quite handy with the Surface as I've been playing with it and doing hands-on tests is that I found it really helpful being vision-impaired that I can use the keyboard and the keyboard shortcuts to do some things, but I can also just poke the screen and touch the screen when I want to do other things. So it's actually sped up my ability to do work because I've got the best of both worlds. I can quickly do things on the keyboard, or I can just tap the screen when I want to get into things. If people are interested in that, then I think it's worth having a look at touchscreen devices. As Surface is just Microsoft's one because they want to show off their new operating system, but there are many, many devices coming out now that are touch-enabled, and it's definitely worth a look.
Well, for more information, you can visit the Media Access Australia website, which is www.mediaaccess.org.au, or you can give Scott and his colleagues a call on 02 9212 6242. Thank you for all of that again, Scott.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Dr. Scott Hollier from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.